Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're visiting this morning with Kelly Rundle. Kelly, along with his wife Tammy at Fourth Wall Films, has another production that they are looking to let folks here in Southwest Iowa enjoy coming up very soon. It's called The Barn Raisers. Kelly, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Talk about The Barn Raisers. Where did that come from?
Well, a few years ago, I think it was 2013, we released a film called Country School, One Room, One Nation. And in the process of making that film, we interviewed a Wisconsin historian named Dr. Jerry Apps. And Jerry, at the time we did the interview for the Country School film, suggested barns as a topic. Now, I had a Country School story in my own family history. My father attended Country School, so I had heard some of those stories. But I felt much closer to the notion of a documentary about barns because I grew up exploring my grandfather's dairy barn, and that was a barn built by my great-grandfather. So this story really was fun to revisit for me over the 3 years that we did production for the documentary.
Well, you've been involved in a number of different documentary-style productions that we've seen here around Southwest Iowa. This one is really based more on the Midwest than it is just specifically one area here in the state. But barns, as you know, as you've traveled and done some research and put this production together, people who aren't raised in an agricultural area probably just think a barn is a barn. But you found that out that every barn is different. They all have different characteristics, different styles, and different purposes.
Yeah. And, you know, I had that feeling when we approached the Country School project. I thought, well, they're all the same, right? But really, they're like snowflakes, and barns are the same way. And I sometimes jokingly tell our audience for the Barn Raisers that the film isn't about barns. And in many ways, it isn't, really. You know, it's about really the people who built those barns and the people who used them. And in the present day, it's the people who are restoring and preserving them. But the film is also designed really not for people who have experience with barns. If you do have that experience, you're going to appreciate it on a whole different level. But it's designed for people that, as you're saying, have been driving by barns for perhaps years, maybe even decades, and they don't have any idea what the meaning of those buildings is. So that's what we're trying to do in the film, is to, I guess, make people care about vintage barns.
How did you decide or identify the particular barns that you were going to focus on in this production?
Well, in Iowa, we did look at some barns that were previously on the Iowa Barn Foundation tours and identified some barns that way. We also received some funding from Silos and Smokestacks National Heritage Area. So some of their partner sites were on our list of things to places to visit. We worked also with the National Barn Alliance, and then we did production in not only Iowa, but also in Kansas, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio.
Well, it's a lot of traveling to get the filming done. How much research went into this?
Well, we always do our own research, and then, of course, we're able to interview people who know a lot more about these topics than we do. And so that makes us sound smarter, I guess, than we really are when we put the film together. But they help us tell the story, and, you know, we don't often use a narrator, and so those people that we interview really are the people who tell the story in the film.
Sure. Is there one particular story that really struck you when you did the research and did the filming on these barns, something that maybe people should look for when they see the screenings?
I would say we have several stories like that, and, you know, the frustrating part about this kind of work is that you often end up with great stories that, you know, don't fit into the film that you end up making. And some of those we're able to include on the DVD as an extra feature, but it's a painful process to sort those stories out because there are lots of great stories that just don't make it into the film. Among those stories that are in the film, I think the stories that touch me the most are the stories that are very personal. So we have a gentleman who we interviewed who was remembered and talked about the building of a barn in 1912, for example. And that was a touching story, and about his father's love for his barn. We have another story about an artist, two artists, who began a large repurposing project, turning a barn into a home, and the ups and downs of that project. So we have a whole range of stories in the barn. We always kind of layer things. So there's a history of vintage barns, but then there's also these different stories from the different states that we visited.
When you hear those stories, it's kind of sad to see some of those barns just kind of wither away and fall over in some of those rural fields when you consider the backstories, the family history that's involved.
Yes, and someone points that out in the film, that buildings and barns are containers, old buildings, containers of the stories from the past, and that when you lose those barns, you lose those stories. I can remember several of the barns that we went into. We found pencil marks on a board, for example, where a farmer might have written some facts and figures about a particular year in terms of a crop yield or a harvest. Those are small things, but they're part of the story that a barn tells when you can get inside of it and get up close.
It's got to be particularly satisfying for a filmmaker to be able to get into the personal stories, to not just tell a story, but be able to feel the emotion behind the story.
Yeah, Tammy and I guess you'd say, are preservationists. And preservationists always say, well, you know, we can't save everything, but we hope that some of these old buildings can be saved, because it's a very different experience than reading a book or seeing a film about a barn. Very different to just be able to walk in and to see for yourself and to hear the sounds and smell the smells of the barn.
Absolutely. Well, I know you and your wife have kind of become, I guess, honorary citizens of Villisca anymore, with all the time you've spent back and forth with the production Villisca, Living with a Mystery, and some of the other different productions that you've done over time. You've spent a number of days and weeks and months probably here in the southwest part of the state working on these different projects. And I know you're coming back to Villisca. One of the reasons we're talking about this film right now is you do have a screening coming up here during the 4th of July holiday period.
That's right. The Barn Raisers is going to screen in Villisca on Sunday, July the 1st at 2 p.m., and that's going to be at the Villisca Wellness Center, which is at 219 Central Avenue in Villisca. And that's a fundraiser for the Villisca Historical Society.
I see you, you and Tammy will be there that day to be able to take some questions from the crowd after the screening?
We are definitely going to be there, and it's actually been a while since we've been in Villisca. We've shown most of our films down there, but I was thinking the one film we haven't shown there is the one called River to River, Iowa's Forgotten Highway 6. But maybe we'll get a chance to do that later.
Absolutely. Tickets are $8 for that particular screening. Children 12 and under are free, and there'll be plenty of other activities going on as part of Villisca's Heritage Day if you want to enjoy a good Sunday there during the course of that day in Villisca. They'd love to see you stick around for a little while and enjoy. And make sure you bring the questions, too. I'm guessing people will have a lot of questions after they sit down and watch this film, more than when they first walk in.
You know, when we premiered the film here in the Quad Cities at Phnom Penh, we had two young men, younger men, who came up and said that we saved a barn that night. Something about the film and the discussion touched them, and they had decided to save a family barn that they had previously thought they would tear down. So that's great.
It really does hit home, very close to home sometimes. Excellent. It's called The Barn Raisers. It's a new documentary. Kelly and Tammy Rundle of Fourth Wall Films have put together another production showcasing some of the neat things that you're going to find around the upper Midwest area here. Kelly, thank you so much for your time here this morning, and appreciate the work on the project. So look forward to having a good crowd there in Villisca on July 1st.
That sounds great. Thanks so much.